the repayment of taxes and payroll and a lot of other things are based on generating revenue, and it sounded like this had been severely impacted.
Okay. They're still asking for it to be less than we even put it. They're, you know, based on a, I think they're calling on some sort of income approach, but we use the market value that they paid recently for the property.
And that's, if you look at past decisions that we've made, we've based it on this type of information, not so much income. If somebody came back with income, said, okay, give us an appraisal, and you might have to appeal it to the state, go on up the line there.
It's just, it would be nice to have any kind of proof at all. I realize they've got a sales letter, but we have theaters in town where they've had problems, and they call us, we go out, they invite us inside, they show us the degradation. We take pictures, you know, your ceiling is falling, you're not going to be able to have people here. We take that into account. But I don't have any proof on this. That's all I'm saying. I just need anything.
Settlement statement is not proof.
Well, you're wanting something signed independently, but I mean, if people are, you know, on a record in here willing to perjure themselves, I mean, they've got bigger problems than this. I mean, I think if they come in here and represent.
I just need evidence, that's all.
I get you.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a motion to reconsider those two.
There is.
By Mr. Paulson has made a motion. Is there anybody going to make a motion to reconsider this?
I'm not.
So, okay. I assumed we would not, but. Okay, now the only other thing we have. Thanks. Here you go if you wanted to see those.
I was at the law. I've got a copy.
Oh, you do have a copy. I'm sorry. I was sitting there waiting for Greg to be done, and I didn't know. Okay, on the other properties that we're talking about, let's start with 2022-27. What's the request? It's got it at 94 appraised value. I think these are all.
They have the opinion of market value as January 1st is $50,000 on that one.
Were these the residential lots that he was?
This here was a vacant lot, yes.
It was a whole strip in an unfinished subdivision for Country Ridge Estates.
And we'd ask him for some type of broker price opinion that I think he was going to come back and have something on in that regard.
Okay. And what was the value they were asking for on 20 BOE 28? And then on BOE 30.
Number 27, they were asking for $50,000. Number 28, they were asking for $40,000. And number
30 was $20,000.
20, yeah.
Okay, we don't have any supporting documentation.
Nothing.
On these at all. Assessor?
These were, as I told you, the previous assessor has valued them. I've not done my land studies yet. That's what I'm doing in 23, where we're going to try and figure out what's going on. if they can show us anything that would change it, but I...
Have we looked at the surrounding property of this, these... This one was the one where there's a pretty good incline going down the...
Let me get locked into this thing and...
So they're part of a subdivision, but then when you look at it, only one street's paved, and then the parts where they own those three strips, it's been bulldozed for a road, obviously, but...
This one in the red is 94,000.
Okay.
This one is at 79.9. This one is at 42.3.
Okay. And you say they're all platted as part of the subdivision on top, or separate, or do you know?
They've not platted them, because if you look at the houses there, and look across the street from the houses, Wesley, you can see they've got vacant lots that are priced as lots, but his strips of land have not been platted out. And so...
Just a vacant strip on all of them.
Right. And again, it doesn't look like there's roads.
It looks like they valued them based on the number of lots they could eventually plat there.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, do you have anything from the prior assessor as to how they valued them?
It's a mystery.
We have no documentation as to market value. I mean, we got to have something to go on, I think.
Well, just,
you guys.
I mean, for the record's sake, we have the discretion to make decisions on valuations, but without coming up with some type of reasonable basis, even coming up with, hey, what have we done, something else for similar, to me it is hard. We did ask for something that could have been gotten by this time, and I don't
broker price opinion.
Yeah, I mean, without anything, I don't think we have a. I mean, there's nothing to go on. So,
motion to deny. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to deny BOE number
22-27, 22-3,
and 22-30.
Three is not part of this.
Yeah, three is...
Forgive me. Motion withdrawn. I make a motion that we deny BOE 22-27. 22-28 and 22-30.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Well, he can take it to the tax commission if he gets documentation on a broker price opinion or something.
If it's worth then
right.
Doing that.
If it's worth it.
Yeah. I have one other point of business I'd like to bring up, Mr.
Sure,
Chairman.
Go ahead.
There was a letter that I had a client receive this year, and I've heard of other people getting. I know there's a letter that has been going out for years and years and years. It goes out asking people about what they just purchased and everything. There's an additional letter that I had a client that received. He does not live in any type of nightly rental community whatsoever. He lives in Oakmont, and he bought a house where there wouldn't be any nightly rental. And the letter had something to the effect of, are you going to use this for nightly rental? And I'm sure you know what the letter is. Do you have a copy of it?
Yeah, we do have a copy, and let me tell you why we do what we do. Postage is expensive. People don't tell us when they have a nightly rental, so we're kind of hit and miss looking at, you know, these sites that don't identify them, and we're trying to figure out what they are. So when somebody buys something, we always send out a sales letter. And then since I'm sending the sales letter and spending the 55 cents, or was it 60 now, we just go ahead and put that letter in there. And, you know, if people aren't doing it, they just say, this is my personal, this is, you know, they just click the box, that's it. And that's what we're asking people to send.
So it's going out to any new
anybody
resident?
Anybody who sold anything. It even goes to vacant land at this point.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's so many happening, and we only have so much budget, and there's no other way that I know of. We're not computerized where we have people's emails to send stuff.
So on the letter, it states that if they don't fill this out and sign it, they will be taxed 100%.
It says, it does say something about that, but it also it says...
No, they will be taxed commercial. They'll be taxed commercial.
It also is in red, it says response required. We're trying to gather phone numbers, emails, so that we can talk to people. You know, like I said, we're trying to get responses from people because we're not getting responses on anything.
Can I get us a copy of this
letter?
You
bet.
Like, could we get it while we're in session?
Is like, doesn't something is nightly rental, doesn't it have to go through planning and zoning to be approved?
It is supposed to, but people don't. And then it's always a surprise to them because everyone in Taney County is now being required to put in a sprinkler system for their nightly rentals. The county's requiring it, the cities are requiring it for obvious safety reasons. But people are just
renting. In other words, they're treating them like hotels. Because you're having third parties come on your property, so they're requiring a fire under
right.
fire code, they're requiring a sprinkler system.
Right, and this is kind of a new industry in this area. I mean, the way it's exploded. And we know the commissioners are, and the zoning department are looking at how much is happening and where it can be now. Before, but we have residential neighborhoods where we get a lot of complaints from people. You know, they're doing nightly rentals in my neighborhood. This is supposed to be a regular residential neighborhood. This is supposed to be where I'm raising my kids, and it's not my job to say you can or can't, but it is my job to correctly assess them. And right now, we have a way to do that.
I think the concern, and you can certainly correct me if I'm wrong, I think the concern is telling them that they're going to be 100% commercial if they don't reply. I think you can't, I mean, you're only 100% commercial if you have information that they are, in fact, using it. I mean, I understand that you're trying to get them to reply,
but we've
I think
had
the concern is you can't tell them that you're going to. And without more, you can't tax them as 100% commercial. You've got to have something, some like you were talking about before, you need some evidence that they are, in fact, using it in a nightly rental program.
Right, but they're being told by some people not to send back their sales letters, which is also not supposed to be done.
And I agree, but that's...
Why is that not supposed to be done?
That's going to be consequences to the...
We're not... Missouri is a non-disclosure state. It is none of the government's business what we bought or sold a property for, and that is codified into our state law. And I realize these letters have been going out. The letter for asking about information on the house, I realize those have been going on for years. If in one sense it seems to me, and I realize this isn't just you, this has been going on for years, it almost seems to me that the counties, I hate the word trick people into sharing the information with them about that, because
Are you talking about purchase price or
purchase price
about,
purchase okay. She just said that letter okay. should be sent back. So that's, you know, that's one thing. If you want to send out a letter, but here's my concern, and is in the United States of America, we are, you know, and I'm not an attorney, but you're not, unless there's evidence to support otherwise, you are presumed innocent unless there's evidence of guilt. We shouldn't send out a letter saying that we are going to count you as guilty and tax you at a commercial rate, which is 32% instead of 19%, if you don't send this letter in, and we're going to automatically assume this. I might understand that a little bit in a condo development that is nightly rental. You bought into a nightly rental condo development. I would even understand it in a Branson Canyon where likely they're going to be using it as an